Hujj ibn Adi was one of the devout companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And he was a true defender of the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. But who was Hujj ibn Adi? How did he live in this world? And how did he leave this world? Hujj ibn Adi and his brother accepted Islam during the lifetime of the Prophet, but not much is known of his life during this time. After the Holy Prophet left this world, Hujj ibn Adi played an important role in many of the conquests of Islam, often serving as the commander of the right wing of the Islamic army. He was also the conqueror of Marj Adra, a small town in the Levant, and this will be relevant later on. When Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi became the Khalifa of the Muslims, a few high-ranking individuals of the Islamic Ummah revolted against him, and the events of the Battle of Jamal took place. Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi sent a letter to the people of Kufa, encouraging them to partake in jihad. However, the governor of Kufa at the time, Abu Musa Ash'ari, was preventing the people from going. Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi sent his son Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, along with Ammar ibn Yasir and Hujr ibn Adi, to go to the mosque of Kufa. When they arrived at the mosque of Kufa, they expelled Abu Musa Ash'ari and they invited the people to partake in jihad. And according to some narrations, over 12,000 people answered their call. Hujr ibn Adi was the commander of the Kind tribe in the battles of Siffin and Jamal, and he took command of the right wing of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi's army in the Battle of Nahrawan. During this time, Muawiyah was launching night raids on the people of Iraq, frightening the men, women and children alike. Muawiyah sent an accursed man named Dahhak ibn Qais to harass the innocent desert dwellers of Iraq. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi sent Hujr ibn Adi in charge of 4,000 men to protect these innocent civilians. Hujr chased the enemies from the borders of Kufa all the way to Palmyra, where he eventually vanquished the enemy. However, Hujr didn't just say, you know, I've done my duty, I can go back and sit in my house. No, he stayed in the area for 2 whole days, waiting for the enemy and making sure they wouldn't return. After the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, Hujr took part in all of the battles during the rule of Imam al-Hasan. After the peace treaty between Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam and Muawiyah, Hujr ibn Adi took up residence in Kufa, where he lived until the martyrdom of Imam al-Hasan. However, he couldn't sit idly by while these puppet rulers, appointed by the supposed Khalif, would curse Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi from the top of the pulpit. Hujr was a true guardian of the wilaya, such that when Mughayra, the governor of Kufa, offered him a bribe in order to stop him from inciting people against Muawiyah, he refused, and instead, the next time he went to the mosque and he saw Mughayra cursing Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, he and his companions stoned him and expelled him from the mosque. After Mughayra, Muawiyah appointed Ziyad ibn Abi, a bloodthirsty and cruel individual, as the governor of Kufa. Hujr was an old friend of Ziyad, so Ziyad went to him and tried to convince him to stop his actions against Muawiyah and to come over to his side, but Hujr refused. It is narrated that one time Ziyad ibn Abi left Kufa, leaving behind a representative to tend to the affairs of the government while he was absent. This man went to the mosque and, like usual, he began cursing Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. Hujr couldn't bear to hear this, and he and his companions began to hurl stones at the representative. This man went and he told Ziyad what had happened, and Ziyad returned immediately, and he had Hujr and his companions all arrested. Ziyad ibn Abi sent Hujr and his companions towards Damascus to face trial, but on the way, Muawiyah issued their death sentence. Some people interceded for them. They told them, if you curse Amir al-Mu'mineen, you will be saved. But Hujr and his 6 companions refused, preferring martyrdom over renouncing the wilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. And so Hujr ibn Adi and his companions were seated beside their graves, dressed in their shrouds, their hands tied. And eventually the executioner came and beheaded them one by one, each of them achieving the lofty status of martyrdom. It is narrated that Hujr ibn Adi was the first Muslim to be martyred with his hands tied in captivity. Earlier we mentioned that Hujr ibn Adi was the first Muslim to conquer the region of Marj Adhra. Now, in the narrations, it states that he was the first Muslim to conquer Marj Adhra and also the first Muslim to be made shaheed in Marj Adhra. The Holy Prophet had said, سَيُقْتَلْ بِعَذْرَاءُ أُنَاسٌ يَغْضِبُ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ وَأَهْلُ السَّمَاءُ. A group of people will be killed in Adhra, and Allah and the inhabitants of the heavens shall be enraged with their murder. However, this was not the end of the tragedies that befell Hujr ibn Adi, this great companion of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. In 2013, the ideological sons of Muawiyah attacked his shrine, destroying it and exhuming his body, moving it to an unknown location. May Allah shower him with blessings. Now we know who Hujr ibn Adi was, how he lived, and how he left this world. So remember, if we want to leave this world as a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.